The next speaker we have is Jim Hemphill. He's a shareholder at the Austin law firm of Graves, Doherty, Heron, and Moody, and he practices both trial and appellate litigation. And he his carved out area is First Amendment, so that should be very interesting in the context of his presentation today with regard to open meetings and open records. And as a little aside, he was the UT law editor of the Texas Law Review. He's a UT grad. And he's clerk for the Honorable Lanier Anderson with the 11th Court of Circuit Court of Appeals. And he's certified in civil appellate law. And he has been past president of the Freedom of Information Foundation. And but what I thought was really interesting in his resume is the fact that he lives close by a flock of wild monk parakeets. Maybe he may have a chance to give us a little bit of background on that. And now I present to you Mr. Hemphill.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, the wild monk parakeets used to nest in the light towers at the UT intramural fields. And they replaced those towers a couple, three, 4 years ago, and the parakeets haven't fully recovered, so we don't have them as much in Hyde Park as we used to, but we enjoy seeing them. Thanks for inviting me and to talk about the two statutes in Texas regarding government transparency, the Texas Open Meetings Act and the Texas Public Information Act, formerly known as the Texas Open Records Act. I'm going to stay on a pretty high level today. Some of you might have worked with the Open Meetings Act and or the Public Information Act in more detail. If so, and if you get bored, please feel free to enjoy your lunch, check your email, play Wordle if that's still a thing, whatever you'd like. But this is going to be a little bit of a high level on how these statutes are constructed and the basics of how they work. They were adopted in the 1970s. There were kind of two threads going on at the time. One was kind of a national thread toward more government openness, and lots of states were passing these open records, open meetings, sometimes called sunshine laws. And then in Texas in particular, there was what's called the Sharpstown scandal, which was some legislators doing some questionable things down in the Houston area, and that was kind of a motivator for Texas to pass these. So they've been around since the 1970s. So I'm going to talk a little bit about each of them, the construction and how they work. I'm going to start with the Texas Open Meetings Act, or TOMA. And there's really kind of two fundamental bases for the theory behind the Open Meetings Act. One is that when a governmental body meets to deliberate and take actions, they have to do so in public. So that's the thread of openness, public meetings. And the accompanying thread is that the notice provisions of these open meetings, because it does no good, obviously, for a meeting to be open if the public doesn't know when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, or what the subject of the meeting is going to be. So those are the two overriding concerns of the Open Meetings Act. When a quorum of a governmental body meets, it has to do so in public, and the governmental body must give sufficient notice, time, place, subject matter, of that meeting. And I'm going to drill down a little bit on all of those things. So the first question is, what is a governmental body? If the statute applies to governmental bodies, how do you determine if a particular body is a governmental body that's subject to the Open Meetings Act? Well, there is a definition. The Open Meetings Act is in Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code, and the first section of that chapter is a definition section, and it includes both general descriptions of what constitutes a governmental body, and it includes specific examples of what are governmental bodies. County commissioners' court, municipal governing bodies such as the city council, the school board, those are all governmental bodies that, you know, common usage would dictate. But there's also descriptive definitions, which I've got up on the PowerPoint with a lot more words than the PowerPoint gurus say I should use on a slide, but That's my jam, so I'm going with it. So if it's a board, commission, department, committee, agency, within the executive or legislative branch that is directed by one or more elected and appointed members, also a deliberative body that has rulemaking or quasi-judicial power and that is classified as a department, agency, or political subdivision of a county or municipality. Okay, pretty broad definitions.